live from the middle of America in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. This is the Midnight Rider. Here it is Wednesday night, the 10th of October, 2007. Glad you are with us for the broadcast this evening. How's everybody doing? It's going to be open lines tonight. And if you'd like to join us on the program, that number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Our chat rooms are open, and they are cooking, folks. Nice crowds in both of them. We've got the Republic Broadcasting Network chat room open right now at republicbroadcasting.org. Just click the chat link that is right there on the front, right in the middle of the page. You can't miss it. And just come in and pick a name and a password and just register. They don't ask for your email address or anything like that. Boom, you pick it and away you go. And then you're in. And we got good folks in there. We got Burt Lancaster in there. Fresh is in the RBN chat room. John G. Lo and behold, John Stadmiller is even chatting. Reality Inc., Rowdy, and Stephen C. are in the Republic Broadcasting chat room right now, giving things a go. Nice conversation going in there. And then in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we've got Aaron, Doug, Josh, KBB, Chris, Lee, Michael, Mike, and Mike. It's like a conflagration of mics in there. Hello to everybody. Glad you're with us. Tomorrow night on the show, we're going to talk micro-broadcasting tomorrow night. Probably the most important show you're going to hear us do because it provides you with an opportunity to be part of the solution. I get asked by so many people, what can I do? What can I do? This is it. And you can help spread the message of truth across this country like you would not believe. And the opportunity for you to do this is incredible. It's not very expensive. And we're going to have a great show on that tomorrow night, a full 2 hours. Going to kind of have a round table of people in here. I've got a couple calls to make to confirm that, but I think we're pretty much good to go. But we're going to have a round table of folks in here to talk about micro-broadcasting, the ins and outs of it, and how important it is. I mean, quite honestly, folks, if we had 1,000 micro-broadcast stations across this country, we could take the mainstream media on in the front yard, and we'd literally scare the hell out of them. Because we're reporting the stuff that they won't report, that they're afraid to report, that they're told by the government not to report. Yet we report it. You know, most of the information that I come across is from the mainstream. Newspapers and television networks. This is where this stuff's at, but it's buried. Something you might see once or not at all. But the information's out there. You just have to look for it. I mean, this stuff's hidden in plain sight. It's like a giant Where's Waldo picture. If you've ever done one of those puzzles, my kids love those. Where you're picking certain items out or trying to find Waldo in the picture. They just sit and eat it up. They'll look at that thing for hours. Just fascinated. And that's essentially what our search for the truth is of finding this information is it's out there. You just have to look through all the stuff that's in plain sight. And this would a micro station would give you the opportunity for your community or part of your community. The opportunity for your friends and your neighbors to hear the truth. All right, we're going to come back and talk some Ron Paul, dig into the news, tons of stuff tonight, audio clips, you name it, we got it, plus you, right here on the Midnight Rider. And, of course, it's on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back in just a minute.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome aboard to the program tonight. And just as soon, every time I do Mouseketeer roll call in the chat rooms, guess who comes in? Catherine. Every time. Catherine and Rogue Dolphin. It's like we're fashionably late. But so hello to Catherine and Rogue Dolphin. Glad you guys are in the chat room with us tonight. My email address is mike@midnightridershow.com. That's mike@midnightridershow.com. I get lots of emails from you guys talking about the program, news ideas, show ideas. As I used to say, keep them cards and letters coming. It means a lot to get the messages from you guys, and I so appreciate it. I even got a picture of Gary in Tennessee, old Graybeard, who calls in from time to time of the program, and He sent me a copy of his ugly mug, and I'm quite appreciative because I like being able to put faces with voices and stuff. So very cool, and eventually I'll get my picture up for everybody to see. So again, that's probably going to run more people off than it's going to help anything. So, but you get an opportunity to at least see the face. Ron Paul. Had a pretty good donation day today, about $100,000, or I think $584,000 for the month, trying to raise $4 million for the month. So we're going to have to step it up donation-wise to get to that goal, because that's going to help them buy TV. I think they've got money right now, from what I understand, to get them television-wise and that kind of stuff through the first five or six primaries. But the goal is to get this guy all the way through. And so we need to keep adding to the coffers if we possibly can. So keep doing that. One of the things that I've been doing here as of late, I just kind of, it can be for whatever fund I need something for, is I have been taking a cup. And it's one of these big gulp type drink cups. But it's plastic. And what I do is every day when I walk in, I drop my change in it. And I've got it about, it's sitting to my left here. And I've got it about half full. I mean, you can hear it. And it's pretty full. I mean, it's about half full, but it's heavy. And so it'll be filled up here before too long. And then you can use it if you have a change, use your change there, and boom, you've got a nice fat donation for Ron Paul or, whatever you need it for. Or plus two, there's one way too, that, things like nickels and stuff, the melt value of the nickel is worth even more than what the face value is. So there you go. But $584,000 is what they've gotten so far, and I think they did about $100,000 today, just based off just a kind of a cursory thing. And that's actually been kind of cool. You can go to ronpaul2008.com and the website. They've got a little flash thing that just updates it. Every time they get a donation, it pops up with a new number of where they're at. And sometimes during the day, man, you can just watch that thing just kind of rocket on up. So he's donation wise, they're doing better. If we keep spreading some $100,000 days, that'll be much better to get that going. All right, Ron Paul tonight on Tucker Carlson, and then I've got another clip of people calling into C-SPAN earlier today, and they were in their Washington Journal program, where they'd open up the phone lines to people to talk about the debate yesterday, and it was a Ron Paul all the time, all Ron Paul. And so we'll hit that clip for you, but we're going to hit the clip for you of Ron Paul on Tucker Carlson here in just a second, and he did well. Plus, Tucker Carlson likes Ron Paul, and so it's always a good venue for Ron Paul to go into. But here's the clip of Ron Paul tonight on MSNBC with Tucker Carlson.
This idea of going and talking to attorneys totally baffles me. Why don't we just open up the Constitution and read it? You're not allowed to go to war without a declaration of war. Now, as far as fleeing enemies go, yes, if there's an imminent attack on us, we've never had that happen in 220 years. The thought that the Iranians could pose an imminent attack on the United States is preposterous. There's no way. This is just war propaganda, continued war propaganda, preparing this nation to go to war and spread this war not only in Iraq but into Iran unconstitutionally. It is a road to disaster for us as a nation. It's a road to our financial disaster if we don't read the Constitution once in a while.
Woo! That was Republican Congressman Ron Paul on fire at yesterday's debate. Paul is trying to remind us, the Republican Party, what exactly it means to be conservative, and it appears the candidates are not listening. So why is he keeping up the fight? We're going to ask the man himself. Joining us now, Ron Paul of Texas. Mr. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
You have this unexpected, at least some people did not expect it, wellspring of support across the country, mostly from anti-war people. And they sent you a great deal of money. And I wonder, do they know about your other views? They know that you're passionately opposed to the war and intervening in other countries. But do they know how strongly you support the Second Amendment, for instance, or how you want to eliminate federal departments? Do they know that?
I think so. I certainly believe that most people know about my position on the Second Amendment because they know I'm a stickler for the Constitution. And anybody who's knowledgeable about the Constitution knows that it's pretty explicit right in the Second Amendment. As far as which departments I'd like to get rid of and how fast, I haven't dwelled on that because, I know what we should do, but I also know that we have to get a consensus. The president has a lot of authority and can do an awful lot, but still, I would be one that would want to work with the Congress and make sure that we do it in a proper manner.
But I guess my point is, you don't buy the basic assumptions of American politics circa 2007, that the federal government ought to be subsidizing the middle class, that entitlements are constitutional, things like that. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. And we shouldn't be involved in that. The job of the government is to provide liberty and protect liberty. The people are supposed to take care of themselves, both in a personal way as well as an economic way. And we're not supposed to tell other countries how to live. That's what the Constitution dictates to us. That was the strong advice of the founders. And that's really what the people want. And this message is getting especially important today because a lot of people are realizing central economic planning doesn't work. They see failure at Washington. Young people especially know they can't get Social Security, and they saw the disaster at trying to take care of New Orleans. So people have lost confidence, and I think that's a healthy sign because they should restore confidence in themselves and in local government, and then we can solve some of these problems.
You don't think that people expect and want government to take care of them? I mean, if you get up there on stage and said, you know, we should do away with Medicare, you know, save your own money for your own medical treatment, or, you know, set up a retirement account for yourself, Social Security is unconstitutional, people would look away in horror.
No, about half of them would, those on the receiving end. The other half, who are just going into the workforce, I offer this solution all the time to them. Get out of Medicare and get out of Social Security, but assume responsibility for oneself. But at the same time, I say you don't have to put anybody out in the streets. We have plenty of money flowing into Washington. It's the way it's spent, and our priorities are all messed up. We can save hundreds of billions of dollars if we change our foreign policy and bring our troops home and actually build a stronger national defense, but save money, cut the deficit, and take care of the people that have become dependent. I don't think it would work politically to put anybody out in the streets. And we have several generations now have been very dependent. A lot of people think that their money still is there on Social Security. So there's enough wealth in this country to do this. But my argument is if we continue to do what we're doing right now, we're going to have total destruction of the dollar, which means runaway inflation, and everybody's going to get poor, and there won't be any transition period. So I'm arguing for the transition and offering people personal liberty and the Constitution.
I agree with you completely. Let's say you don't get the Republican nomination. Will you fight for a spot, a speaking spot at the Republican convention in Minneapolis?
I guess I'll look at it and see what we do. You know, if we do well in the primaries and it's deserving, we certainly should do that.
Would you ever entertain the idea of going third party?
I have no intention of doing that. That is not a very attractive thing.
Rudy Giuliani gets the nomination, you would stand by and let him represent your party?
Well, I would think that he would have hijacked the party by then. It would be a pretty bad thing for the Republican Party. But right now, I don't have plans. I have plans to keep doing what I'm doing and see if we can rally the Republican base and see if they can be talked into restoring the values of limited government. The foreign policy that George Bush even talked about in the year 2000, a humble foreign policy and no nation building. There's no reason why Republicans can't be anti-war and be fiscally conservative and believe in the Constitution, believe in personal liberties. There's no reason why conservatives can't be civil libertarians.
Amen. I agree. And finally, Congressman, I keep reading about the money you have on hand. You've raised a lot of money, and you have almost all of it. Still, you haven't spent virtually anything. Do you pay your staff, and where do you stay when you travel?
We stay in motels like we do. We stay in the more modest hotels, and I still do fly commercial. We do have staff, and we do pay some, but the staff is very modest. It's very small compared to the others, and we have a lot of volunteers. As a matter of fact, we can't count our volunteers because they're out there doing their work, and they're very independent. So, yes, it's a frugal campaign, but we plan to spend that money. The money was sent to us for a purpose, and we are making our plans to be very, very much involved in especially these early primaries, and that will be the determining factor on how we do in the first five or six primaries.
All right. Congressman Ron Paul, leader of the Ron Paul Revolution. Congressman, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Tucker.
So another great appearance by Ron Paul. He did Hardball last night with Chris Matthews and did pretty well on it as well. We'll come back with more after the break. Robert in Utah, you'll be first up. Plus, we've got news on the whereabouts of Ed Brown. That on the other side here. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
I talk of freedom, you talk of flight. Talk of revolution, you'd much rather brag. And if the decibels of this disenchanting discourse continue to dampen the day, the conflicts again and again and again and again as our sanity walks away.
800-313-9443 is the number if you want to join us on the program. Robert, we'll get to your call here in just a second, so hold tight. This from the Associated Press earlier this afternoon. It appears Ed Brown is at the Elkton Federal Correctional Institution in Elkton, Ohio. They arrived there earlier today. Monier said that the sheriff or the marshal, Pillsbury Doughboy, whatever the heck you want to call him, Monier said Brown had not spent any time in any New Hampshire jail since being arrested last week, but has been staying at undisclosed locations under the watch of Marshall's deputies en route to prison. Elaine Brown began serving her sentence earlier this week at the Federal Correctional Institution in Danbury, Connecticut. Both of these are minimum security places. Though where Elaine's at, they call it Club Fed. But And maybe she'll get to practice dentistry or something there. I hope she's, they both are able to do something constructive with their time there, rather than, you know, just freaking rot. There's nothing that, but this one statement from Mondra that he didn't spend any time in any New Hampshire jail. We're 6 days past when they were arrested, and he just gets there today. But he was under the tight, watchful eye of U.S. Marshal deputies. Yeah, he was the first seat behind the bus driver. I get it. Thanks. But I've checked the Bureau of Prisons website, and he is not listed as being in the Bureau of Prisons custody. Now, is that just a matter of the BOP website not being updated, or is that the fact that he's not yet in their custody? And we're just being sold a bill of goods. I don't know. You can go check it out yourself at bop.gov and put in the inmate locator. Click the inmate locator and then type in Brown and then for the last name field and then Edward. And his registration number is 03923-049. And it still shows him as not being in their custody with the Bureau of Prisons at this point in time. But according to U.S. Marshal for New Hampshire, Stephen Monnier, he has arrived. So, I don't know. Either they dieseled him for so long he couldn't take it anymore, or it just drove him insane. I would almost prefer the latter and think the latter more likely. It's going to give these guys a dose. I know it. I know it. I know it. More power to Ed. Robert in Utah, welcome to the program, sir. You're on the air.
Are you there?
I am here. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. No, you're
okay.
There.
No. Are you exactly? You go. That's kind of like I used to answer the phone. Hi, this is me. They'll say, is that you? No, this is me. Is that you? You can do that all night long and really blow people's minds. What's on your mind tonight?
A couple things. And first thing, I'm really interested in tomorrow night's topic. I don't know if you have any way of recording it and making it available to people, but I won't be around tomorrow, but I think that there may be lots of people who would love to get a copy of that recorded on CD or tape, whatever.
That may be something that we can talk. I'll talk to John and the staff there about maybe getting. It's definitely going to be on the archives. You can download it for free.
Putting it on a CD
would be cool.
Absolutely. Last night I didn't get to see the debate, but afterwards I got to go to CNN and Fox News and Headline News, and the pontificators everywhere last night were saying Giuliani won and Mitt Romney, you know, but Mitt Romney showed well, but no word at all about Ron Paul. Absolutely amazing to me last night. I think Ron Paul did well, but absolutely I'm just disgusted in why CNN, Headline News, and Fox as well, absolutely, when they announced and they discussed the news afterwards, they said, oh, yes, Giuliani won. He's the guy who's going to win this thing. And Mitt Romney, he did an okay showing, but no, Giuliani, he's the man. And I'm thinking, who the hell gives them the right to declare such a thing? And it is not news. It's a pontification of
right.
The event. I'm just beside myself how, why they think they have the right to do so. It's just amazing. In fact, even pontificating such a, it's not a fact, it is not the truth, but it does have influence, it does have sway.
Oh, yeah, I mean, these people, you readily demonstrate how stupid they are and how much of a bias that, you know, that they maintain against Ron Paul. I mean, they don't even mention him. And Giuliani, for the record, in that debate was a buffoon. So was Fred Thompson. Thompson looked like a corpse. It looked like Weekend at Bernie's, with Mitt Romney carrying him around all over the place. John McCain looks like a candidate for a hearing aid, and would probably do well with a commercial. Giuliani, he's the mayor of 9/11. I mean, what else do you want to know about him? And then Romney, he looks like he stepped out of a bandbox. The guy's so plastic, he walks through the door somewhere and they ask him cash or charge. Back in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider. Thanks for the call, Robert. I appreciate it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on Wednesday night, the 10th of October, 2007. Got to say hello to my daughter, Melissa, 21 tonight. I don't think she's listening, though, because with the last word, is she was actually going to go out and exercise her privileges as a full adult. But still, nonetheless, if she is listening, happy birthday. And those are my two older ones, and I've got four more at home. Sometimes I wonder what got over me. Four of them are adopted, but I sometimes wonder. Robert in the last segment brought up an interesting point. I mean, these guys never mention Ron Paul. I mean, here's a guy that essentially raises enough money to be third in the standings as far as money concerned, where you've got Romney giving himself $8 million out of his own fortune, and Ron Paul raises over $5 million. In the quarter, and they've got money to do TV and the like in the early primaries, and still, nobody wants to take him seriously. He's like, well, he's just a bottom-tier candidate. He's just a crazy old guy from Texas, a little doctor guy. They call him Dr. No, you know. We don't know nothing about old Ron Paul. Rudy. I mean, literally, Giuliani was an idiot during that debate. I mean, it looked like he showed up at the debate after being at a bar for about 4 hours, just kind of slumped over the thing and kind of talking like he's the be-all, end-all. And every time he gets an opportunity to mention 9/11, he mentions it. It was kind of like, oh, by the way, I was mayor on 9/11. Mr. Giuliani, what are your thoughts about the economy? By the way, I was mayor on 9/11. That's why I call him Rudy Poot Giuliani. This guy's a slug. I mean, he's benefited to the tune of about $100 million with his companies after 9/11. This guy is a piece of traitorous scum. His own law firms are representing groups like Centra, who are overseeing the building of the Trans-Texas Corridor down in Texas, which is the start of the NAFTA Superhighway. But he was the mayor on 9/11. In a time of need, in a time of crisis, we all turn to Mayor Rudy Giuliani. If you've ever seen the clip of him and Donald Trump, Rudy's in a dress, and they're buying jewelry and testing out perfume. It is absolutely sickening. Now, this is a guy running for president. I mean, Rudy doesn't even make a good drag queen. All right, and mysteriously, oddly enough, after this debate, CNBC starts running their poll to see who won the debate. Well, of course, just like in normal fashion, every time Ron Paul starts winning by a landslide, there's got to be something wrong with the data here. We've got a bill, get that thing down now. But we just happen to know how well Ron Paul was doing. This was at 5:46 p.m. Eastern Time after the debate. Which candidate won the debate? Ron Paul was 75%. Mike Huckabee had 7.1%. Mitt Romney with 5.6%. Fred Thompson at 5.3%. Rudy Poot with 36%. John McCain with 1.8%. Duncan Hunter, Tom Tancredo, and Sam Brownback, between the three, had 1.8%. If the GOP primary was to be held today, which candidate would you vote for? 8,253 responses. 76% said Ron Paul. And between Hunter, Tancredo, and Brownback, 1.6%. You had Huckabee with 7.1%, Fredlett with 5.5%, Mitt Romney 4.9%, and Rudy Poot with 3.5%, and John McCain with 1.5%. And which Republican candidate is best for your money? Again, 8,253 responses. Ron Paul at 76%, but we can't let that leak out and let folks know about it. I mean, this is just standard par for the course. But in the afterglow of the debate, this morning on CNBC, they do a program called Washington Journal. And this morning, that's what they were talking about, was the debate yesterday. And you've got to listen to some of these people who've called in and talked. I mean, they're just laying it out on the line. And this guy's just sitting there like, what's so good about Ron Paul? And these guys tell him. We'll listen to a bit of it. Take a listen.
Get your input if you watch the CNBC debate on the Republican presidential candidates last night, or you're reading about it today in the papers. A lot of talk about the economy. We want to get your thoughts about what they said about the economy. Baltimore, Maryland, go ahead.
Yes, good morning. After watching, I've watched all the Republican debates, and it's clear cut that it seems like Ron Paul has a firm grasp of reality when it comes to the issues that America is facing. Earlier when you had your comments, well, I don't know if it's commentator or not, but he stated that Ron Paul has no chance, and a lot of people in the media are stating that. So it kind of seems like the media is actually the ones that want to pick the candidate. And it seems like the more money you have, that determines if you're going to be president or not.
So specifically when it comes to Ron Paul, give me a specific about what he said or what he has said about the economy that impresses you.
As far as like the economy, our monetary system, I mean, that's the major problem. I mean, we're spending, and we're creating money, and it's like, where are we creating this money? It's just like out of thin air. We're borrowing from China, we're borrowing from Japan, and I mean, it's pretty much the monetary system. He has it down pat, and he's ready to get rid of the Federal Reserve. That I think the Federal Reserve should be abolished, because I mean, it's not federal about them, and they dub sure don't have no reserves. So
here's Ron Paul from last night.
We're going broke. We have this huge deficit. We're spending nearly $1 trillion with maintaining our empire overseas, and that's a cost. Right now, we own foreigners $2.7 trillion. No wonder they have money to come back in here and buy stuff up, and then we object. But that has to do with our monetary system as well as our foreign policy. So if we want prosperity, we have to change our foreign policy. We have to live within our means, but we can't maintain a reserve currency where all our greatest export today are paper dollars. We create money out of thin air, and they still accept it as if it was backed by gold. And that is the reason all this money goes overseas, and at the same time we find it's all this military activity overseas. It's bankrupting this country. And not only that, it's a threat to our personal liberties here, and it's going to be a threat to our economy, because we are beginning to live beneath our means. And that is a natural consequence of what happens when you live beyond your means. So we must change our policy both overseas and domestically.
St. Mary's, Georgia. We are talking about Republicans on the economy, stemming from the debate last night. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for C-SPAN. I've watched all the debates, and it seems to me that the candidates are just striking themselves out. I mean, you got Fred Thompson that striked himself out immediately for me when he says we're living on borrowed money, but then turns around and says that the economy is strong. You got candidates up there debating on whether we should use lawyers or any other method of going to war besides consulting or getting approval from Congress, and that strikes you out as a president right there. If you don't know that you need approval from Congress to go to war, then you don't need to be running for president. We don't need an authoritarian. Another reason that I strike some of the candidates out is because they are talking about preemptively striking another country, and this is not what America was built on. The only one that really stood out to me, and I'm not a crazy Ron Paul supporter, but he is the one that's speaking the truth. And I don't agree with everything that he says, but I gotta tell you, he's winning by default.
Okay, have to leave it there. Bellefront, Pennsylvania.
Yes, I'm trying to figure out what happened to the Constitution. There seems to only be one person for the following the Constitution. These candidates are a disgrace. I mean, the only person that seems to want to do anything and is passionate about what he's talking about is Ron Paul. The rest of them seem like everything's so rehearsed, and the only time they decide to get passionate about it is when Ron Paul pisses them off.
What did the others say last night as far as the economy is concerned that backs up your point?
Not all of them were double-talking about it except for Ron Paul. None of them wanted to do anything about it and that sounded anywhat legitimate except for Ron Paul.
Is there a presidential candidate that you see out there that kind of backs your ideas then, or at least what you think about them?
In the limit, I personally think it's way too early to start thinking about electing a world leader, you know, 2 years, 1 year before the election now. Ron Paul is the only person who has publicly talked about addressing the root of the problem, and not in every situation, just in a few. For instance, when he spoke of the Iraq war, he said that he was not in favor of it. He said he was not in favor of it, but he didn't think that it was necessary to begin with. In hindsight, I think that most people, most logical people, would agree with him.
Have to leave it there. Thanks for the call. Here, Long Branch, New Jersey.
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
I didn't watch the debate, but I've seen a lot of the clips this morning from it. And the only one that really makes any sense out of the mess of them, and really it's a mess, is Ron Paul. And he doesn't agree with George Bush on almost anything. So, I mean, only to disagree with the previous caller. But my whole point is, well, and by the way, I'm also supporting the draftgore.com website, because that's who I'd like to see run.
Yeah. You'd like
and
some
Democrat. But Alex,
a little global warming talk all day, all the time. That's what exactly what we need with Roy, with Gore. But they're right. I mean, look, the people see this, and they understand that. Look, the media is trying to pick the candidate for us, and they want it to be Rudy Poode. I mean, you hear Hannity on his program just go ad nauseum talking about Rudy Poode Giuliani. Let's go to the phone. Roy in Michigan. Hi. Welcome. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Thank you. I got a couple questions for you. One, sure. First off, here in Michigan, they issued their new license plate, and the new license plate has three biochips in it that I read in a Muskegon newspaper that they are tracking us by, you know, tracking you by satellite, and they also use it for law enforcement so that they can take and read the plate and get your bio. I talked to the Secretary of State's office here in Michigan, and they said that they are they're preparing for the national ID. They was going to try to put it in place this year, but I don't know if that's going to materialize. But by May the 11th of 2008, H.R. 418 goes into effect. Once you take that national ID, there is no question you will be a complete slave.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. The national ID, the real ID, has been moved back actually until 2009, because you've got 20 states who have already said, no way, no how are we doing it. Because, I mean, first, they're looking at the cost, and second, you know, they realize that people don't want this. So the states are saying no to it. But what's going to happen here, Roy, is that we'll see the real ID come into effect, because what the government will come back and do is we'll dangle national highway funds in front of them and say, if you don't comply, just like they did with seatbelt and the drinking ages that they changed back in the mid-'80s from 18 to 21, if you don't comply, we take away your highway money and you no longer get to eat from the government trough. You're right. We will all be slaves at that point if you take that ID.
Now, Michigan is preparing to take that, to put that national ID together. The databases are being put together. They've confirmed it when I talked to them. I've talked to them three or four times now. And so their intention is to go ahead and do it. Now, what evidence do you have that it has been moved back to 2009?
Federal government says they're moving it back to 2009. But they gave an extension.
Where can I get that information on the extension?
Oh, man, this is the stuff I saw probably, this was probably 6 months ago when this was talked about. You might go over to Bill Scannell's website. I think it's realid.com or realid.org. But it was mainstream news.
Okay, now, my understanding is that they had told the states that if they would go ahead and start preparing their databases, that they would give them an extension all the way to 2009.
They've given the extension, Roy, but the reason they did is because 20 states said no. And they're on record. They've passed either resolutions or legislation through their houses in their particular state that said no, they're not doing it. That's the bugaboo. That's why the extension.
Okay.
But eventually, like I said, it will all go into effect because they'll dangle the highway money in front of them.
Now, since you're saying that it will be extended, but still the question remains: here in Michigan, they have no intention of extending.
I understand what Michigan may be doing, but what I'm saying is the federal. I mean, I can't control what Michigan does. For that matter,
I can't control what the federal government does.
But what I'm saying is the federal government extended it till 2009.
Oh, okay. This is the thing that I'm looking for is the. But you're telling me if I go to give me the website one more time, if you would please.
Yeah, look at Bill Scannell's website. It may be over there at realid.com or realid.org.
realid.com
or .org. I can't remember which it is. Or just type in Real ID and Bill Scannell, and it'll take you to his website.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate that an awful lot.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Yeah, I mean, it's this whole thing with the real ID. I mean, it's just the first, you know, first step. And I mean, three microchips in your license plate to track you as you drive around. I mean, that's, oh gosh. You know, and people are going to, and folks, we're going to have to make a decision. Are you going to take that driver's license, that real ID, or not? Because eventually it's coming. Because eventually all 20 of these states will cave so they can keep getting their money and keep feeding at the government trough. You know, it's amazing how even our own, not only did we fall asleep, but so did our states. I mean, all of them just ceding away their 10th Amendment responsibilities to take care of everything not listed in the Constitution, that all falls to the states. It's a shame where we're at. And folks, we are to blame. We allowed it to happen. We got snookered many times, but we allowed it to happen. Back with more. You're listening to The Midnight Rider. Our number 800-313-9443 if you would like to join us. That's 800-313-9443. Back around the corner in just a couple of minutes.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Together we will stand, everybody.
here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to say hello to everybody listening in tonight as we simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network as well. Hello to everyone over there and everyone listening on micro broadcast, low power FM stations all over the Fruited Plain. Thank you for listening and being a part of the program. Also, everyone listening on KU Satellite, thank you for purchasing a system, and thank you for listening. That's big. It's huge. It means an awful lot to us, the fact that you're out there. And to all you micro-operators out there, a big thumbs up and a big thanks for what you do to help spread the word. By the way, tomorrow night on this program, it starts at 11 p.m. Central Time. Tomorrow night we're going to talk about micro-broadcasting. I'm going to do a full show on it, and I have had a number of people ask me about this. Matter of fact, the questions are being asked right now in the chat room. How do you build one? Well, we're going to go into all that tomorrow night, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to bring some micro gurus on, and we're going to have a discussion about it tomorrow night, and you'll be able to call in, ask a bunch of questions. And look, I'm telling you, if we had 1,000 or more, just a minimum of 1,000 would be a huge impact on the information that's getting put out to this country. And it doesn't take a lot of money to do. And if you want to be a part of this, you know, I have people ask me all the time, what can I do to help? What can I do? What can I do? Folks, this is something you can do. And you don't even have to leave your home to do it. You put one of these up and you pay for the electricity every month and maybe an internet connection if you need it. Or you go get one of these. Go to the RBN website, get you one of these KU satellite dishes for cheap, and boom, pop it up, and you feed it right into the transmitter, and you've got RBN running. And you're spreading the word all over the place. There are computer programs out there that will actually switch and let you run tape programs and other things, and they're free. They're out there free, and they'll run on piece of junk computers. Why do I know? Because I'm running them on piece of junk computers. It's simple to do. And I mean, for literally, if you want to do live programming, literally for $100, you can have a mixer and a microphone. And add that to your whole rig. I mean, what you want to do with it after you get the transmitter and everything up, and running, man, that's up to you. But we'll talk about a ton of stuff tomorrow night on this program. It's probably going to be one of the most important programs I ever do. So you need to listen in. Tell your friends about it. Because like I said, I have people ask me all the time, tell me about this micro stuff. Tell me how to do it. And so that's exactly what we're going to do. And I'm looking forward to that program tomorrow night. So tell everybody, if you've got a MySpace, tell all your friends on the MySpace. We'll see. And matter of fact, I've got to get the Midnight Rider Show MySpace up. And maybe I'll try to do that tomorrow. And we'll start getting some friends so we can get our own little network of people going here to where, you know, if we've got information about the show and that kind of stuff, boom, we can just, you know, get a bulletin out to you quickly where you can get that that information and know what's coming up. But that's going to be a big show tomorrow night, so please tune in for that tomorrow night, 11 o'clock Central, right here on RBN. All right, we're going to grab a break. We'll come back on the other side with more news and your calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You're listening to the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's true.